Ocean Park. It's okay, gonna be.
I'm Elsa Levasseur, and I'm a sustaining member, and I give monthly on the internet. It's so easy to listen to WGXC Accra.
Catskill's Hope for Humanity Pride Parade steps off at 2 p.m. Saturday, July 31st, down Main Street to Dutchman's Landing at the Hudson River Park for an all-ages celebration from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. with face painting, a rainbow sprinkler, and other activities. Music by the Deadbeats. There's also an 18 and older drag show from 8 to 10 p.m. at Dutchman's Landing. That's the Hope for Humanity Pride Parade, Saturday, July 31st, starting at 2 p.m. on Catskills Main Street and heading down to Dutchman's Landing. Find out more in the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Rashuda. I'm 18 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Fahim. I'm 16, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, other bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. We're often joined by some other friends, Fatia, Georgia, Amelia, Lena, AJ, but today, it's the three of us. And all of us are working at the library this summer, which is exciting. Yeah. I work there all year round for many years. And Mashuda just joined us recently as an AmeriCorps team member. And Fahim is back for another summer with us through the summer workforce program. So that's exciting. Bound by Books reunites with Fahim. It's been a while, Fahim. We've missed you. Would you like to start us off talking about a book?
Yeah, of course. So my book is also based on a movie called The Watchmen. This is a graphic novel. This is basically about the DC universe. It's based on during World War II, post-World War II, and then Vietnam, the Vietnam War, the Cold War, basically the era of like democracy versus communism and all that. So America has these kind of like in Marvel, like there's like the super soldiers. So DC has these soldiers that are like very well experienced. They can fight. They're not like super soldiers, but they are like capable of like fighting at an extreme level. And then more and more people get put into this group. It's called like Watchmen. They're used by the American government. So basically the soldiers, they're experienced. They can fight at an extreme level. And more and more people get into like are recruited into this kind of like group called the Watchmen. And then government basically uses them for like wars to so like they have upper hand, and then like the whole thing between the Soviet Union and the US like about who can build the first nuclear power, nuclear bomb, and everything, to see who has more power, the communists or the democratic countries. And then they're all like basically humans. They don't really have superpowers. They're just very, very good at fighting. But like there's a sooner or later, like when the Manhattan Project, when America was trying to create the first nuclear bomb, one of the scientists who later becomes Dr. Manhattan, he gets into a room with very high levels of nuclear power, and that basically just destroys him. But that's the power is so extreme that it kind of like recreates him into like a nuclear kind of being who can control matter and who can basically, he can change size, he can become extremely big, extremely small, he can change things in an atomic level. Basically, he can just destroy things. And so he becomes like the nuclear power to fight off the communist threats. But like at the same time, like he's not a human anymore. He's a whole different being. And because of that, like doesn't have emotions, doesn't have feelings. So he's usually like kind of depressed. And like, and almost all the heroes in the Watchmen are kind of like very emotionally like disrupted. They're not like really, they have like, some have feelings, some like are like very like, how would I say, just mentally unstable, like Rorschach. Rorschach, one of the characters who has a mask that changes like shapes. He's like a detective kind of thing. In the night he's a detective. In the morning he's like a psychopath kind of thing, kind of person. And he's very mentally unstable. In his mind, he thinks he's helping people, or it's more like physically he's hurting people. And he just doesn't know that. And another person called like another one of his heroes, the comedian. He's like this Captain America kind of soldier. He's more of like a douchebag Captain America, who just doesn't care. If someone makes him mad, he can just he will just fight them off or probably kill them. So he only cares about like things that will benefit him. He's more of a selfish person. And then there are other superheroes, like I forgot the name of him. But he was like an owl mask. He's like Batman, but with like the owl man or something. I don't know his name. I forgot his name. He gets older and older, and he just loses his the power to like fight again, or just becomes more vulnerable. And then there are like other members of the team. After like all the wars and everything end, they're kind of like their life kind of just like gets more disrupted and more awful. It just shows a different view of like superheroes. Some become very emotionally disruptive. Some become very extremely depressed. And then others just lose hope in life. The best example would be Dr. Manhattan. He loses his human form, and he just doesn't know how to communicate with humans anymore. And also, like, this book is very realistic. It's based on, like, realistic events. Like, there's a part where, like, Dr. Manhattan goes to the, I think it was the moon, and he creates a smiley face. And if you actually, like, look at, like, the cameras in space and everything, you will see, like, an actual smiley face. I think it was on the moon. You will actually see a smiley face there. So, that's really all the book is about.
I haven't read that one in years. I think when I was first starting to get into comics in my early 20s, that was one of the first ones I read. Yes. And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And then they made a movie, I think in like 2009, that was a lot of people were not fond of, because some people liked their movies and their comics to be very like direct matches, and they get very particular about changes made. And I didn't love the movie, but I thought it was fun to see how somebody envisioned it.
Yeah, but in my opinion, I feel like at least in the beginning, the movie got that correct with the comic book. But more in the middle or the end, it kind of missed like some significant parts. Mm-hmm. That could have possibly led to another movie. They could have taken that chance, but they just didn't. And I think it was directed by the person who made the second Justice League movie. But it was the first Justice, it's the same Justice League movie, but just a different cut. Mm-hmm. Forgot the name of the director, but yeah.
Yeah, Zack Snyder, I think.
Yeah,
sounds right. They also, there's an HBO series that's connected to it. It's also called Watchmen, and it has some of the same characters and some like connected characters, and is in the same world as the comic and the movie, but is a different, it's not just a remake of the comic, it's a different storyline. That's very good. All three of these are really more for adults than for kids. But I think mature teens could handle both the book and the movie and the series. Although I haven't seen the book and the movie in a while. So, but definitely more adult than youth. But
yeah, and I also think that the logo of the comedian is kind of ironic because it's a smiley face. And deep inside, it's more of like a very sad, angry face. And it's very ironic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it must be hard if you're struggling on the inside and then you have this like outward facing brand of sunshine and happiness and funny, and it's got to take a toll.
Yeah. It just shows that like superheroes like Captain America, they're like very, I know it's a different universe, but like it just shows like all the other superheroes, they're like, they're all happy all the time. They just don't have to worry about anything because they're superheroes. But even inside, they just have they have like feelings as well. And unlike, you know, Dr. Manhattan, people just think him as like, an entity that has extreme power, that can control a whole universe and anything, and just they just use him as like as a materialistic thing, like just as a weapon for the natural human being. Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that. So that was The Watchmen by Alan Moore, classic comic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. How about Mashuda? Did you have a book to share?
Yeah. So that's a book I'm pretty sure Fatia would love too. And so it's a Running Overload by Jack Maddox. It's about this girl who is an eighth grader. Her name is Nemo Muhammad. And as an eighth grader, she made a varsity cross-country team. She used to be a JV cross-country, but then her JV coach saw potential in her and then moved her to varsity, only an eighth grader. So I feel like she did much better when she was in JV because she didn't have any pressure. She didn't put any pressure on herself. But when she got into varsity, she just wanted to jump right into National League instead of, you know, improving step by step. So that's her journey. So she goes to school after and then practice. And then after practice, she comes home. And then she just literally just puts her bag down and goes run like outside. And then she would run until it's very late. So she would be super like tired and sleepy. So she wouldn't have time to do her studying, her homework, her projects, and studying for her upcoming test. So she's like, she won't have a good night's sleep because she ran so much. And she stood up late trying to do her homework and cramming it at once. And as a student, I know it doesn't work because I would cram things and try to study for my test. But then when the test comes, the anxiety kicks in and that prevents me of doing well on a test rather than like taking my time and pacing myself to study. So the same thing with sports and studying. So she does very bad in her English. She gets a D on it, but she's always an A+ student. So her parents find out and then they get mad because her parents get a call from the teacher saying that she is doing really bad on English. And so then they talk her to like, not cross country is just a sport, not have that affect her life. But then again, she does that. So then her parents tell her she can't do cross country anymore because it's affecting her life and her health and her school. And then she asks for a second chance. And then right then, so last week, everything went wrong with her sports. But then now she stopped going on like evening runs. She just She ate, she rested, and then she did her homework on time. And now she's seeing improvement on her school. She's participating in school as she was when she was a seventh grader. And then she's seeing improvement on her running. So like fine, and then her varsity teacher is like, now you're finally on track of your last year running. And then she runs, and then the meet comes, and then she does very, very well. So like this story goes really in depth of her meet. And so our reader should check the running overload out to see what happens and if she makes it or not. And I really suggest it because it's like, I feel like, this is my first graphic novel I've ever read because, so like I would hear like Miss Emily and Fahim always and Amelia always talk about graphic novel. I'm like, okay, who reads that? But like, I would always think of that. I'm like, okay, but like, I like chapter books. But then I saw this cover and I like, because, and I had a free time yesterday. I'm like, why not check it out? And then I love it. Now I know why the authors put pictures up for graphic novels because it has a, like a different story behind it. Yeah. So I'm going to read more graphic novel from now on.
Yay. Yeah, they're fun. I love the different storytelling techniques. I also read a lot of novels and it's different. Coming up with the pictures in your head versus seeing them on a page is like a very different process, but also the way that panels are used in comics. It's really cool. But yeah, I was going to ask if that one's a graphic novel because I recognized the cover, but I couldn't quite place where it was located in the library.
Yeah.
So that sounds very good. Can you remind us of the title and the author?
It's Running Overload by Jake Maddox.
Great. So Fatia joined us since we did our introductions at the beginning. She was able to join us. So we have Fatia here today. Yay. Do you have a book you wanted to share?
Yeah, it's a book that I made. It's a green, it's a green book, a green book. It's a book that I made. Like, it's like, it only like took like about 2 days to make.
Oh, okay. What's it about?
It's about like the world, the green book, like about the world and that you should be nice to the world and you.
It's true. It's a good message your book has. Do you have any highlights from the books, like favorite pages or favorite words?
Oh, well, my favorite word is like the chapter word. The green bird that I put in the book. And I like had like three chapters, but first it goes to chapter three, then chapter two, then chapter one.
The chapters go backwards?
Yeah.
That's very creative. I don't know if anyone's done that before.
I'm pretty sure maybe like 20 people did that, maybe 40.
Maybe, it's a good guess. I guess technically manga does that. Because they start in the back and move forward. So if you read a manga the correct way, then it doesn't do that. But if you read it backwards, the numbers go down. That sounds like a very good book. I look forward to seeing some of your books in person. It'll be fun.
Yeah, can we show it to us with you?
And maybe huh? you can show us a page and we can describe it for our listeners.
Oh, okay. A page. I'm going to show you. Okay. Maybe the last page of chapter one, or maybe okay. Chapter two. Maybe chapter two. Okay, this is chapter two.
Oh, this one doesn't, usually Fatia has lots of pictures, but this one's more of a novel.
Yeah, it only has words because I decided to make no pictures because sometimes I make too much pictures and it's like sometimes, and chapter four has no words. It only has a drawings.
I think that also gives us a good message because if you're not nice to the world, our pictures, like our landscape, our mountains disappear, like our beautiful mountains. So I feel like we all see like a dull blank. I mean, there's only technology because a lot of times like factories, pollution, like factory is causing a lot of pollution. So factory, I mean, that's what I'm picturing, a big bolded word saying factory, and then because of the factory we don't see any pictures representing like the mountains, the landscape, the beautiful ocean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job, Fatia.
Yeah, thanks for sharing, Fatia.
You're welcome. Oh, and like the last page is like, I put my name here.
You put your name on it? Nice. Thank you. So I, speaking of how Fahim and I always read graphic novels, I also have a graphic novel to share. This one is called Kodi, K-O-D-I, and it's by Jared Cullum, and it's really beautiful. I'd say it's a middle grade graphic novel, and it's about a young girl named Katya, who is spending a summer with her Mima, which is her grandmother, up at a cottage in Alaska. And she sort of keeps to herself. She draws a lot of pictures. She's an artist, like Fatia is. And every once in a while, she goes out for a walk to town to buy some stuff. And then she comes back and does some more drawing. And one time, she gets in an accident where she falls down and falls into a sort of like little hole in the ground. And when she gets up, she realizes that also a bear is in the hole. Like a bear has also fallen into the hole. And she becomes friends with this bear. At one point, they have to save the bear's life because there's a tree that has fallen on it. And so it's stuck in the hole. And so she gets her grandma, her Mima, and they come and rescue the bear. And that sort of cements their friendship, or solidifies their friendship. And so they have a really good time together. And then one day, Katya has to unexpectedly go home to Seattle. Unexpectedly, and so has to leave Kodi behind. But Kodi and Katya are best friends, and Kodi does not want to be separated from Katya, so Kodi the bear does whatever he can to find his friend, which involves taking a trip to Seattle to try to find her. And so it's sort of, the first part of the book is about them becoming friends and is really sweet, and then it's an adventure for Kodi trying to find Katya in Seattle, where he also makes a new friend while trying to find her. And it's just a really sweet book. And it also has really beautiful artwork. It's all watercolors. So it's a little different than a lot of the graphic novels that I normally read. And yeah, I don't know how to explain the art exactly, but it's kind of got like a lighter touch to it, lighter lines and lighter colors. But yeah, very sweet story. Highly suggested. It's a very quick read. There's not a whole lot of There's dialogue, but not a whole lot, because a lot of it is following a bear, and bears don't talk. I guess sometimes in books they do, but not in this one. But he's very cute. And I can't remember if they've been announced yet, but it was nominated for an Eisner Award, which is how I first heard about it, which is a major graphic novel award every year. So yeah, that's Kodi by Jared Cullum.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good book.
Yeah, that was very sweet. I'm actually terrified of bears, but I think they're very cute. But I would not be cozy with a bear like she is. Yeah. Be hard. In general, if you run into a bear in the woods, you probably should not make friends. You should probably keep your distance. Yep.
Or like start running.
Depends on the bear. Yeah. Hard to keep track which ones. There's some where you're supposed to run. And I think there's one where you're supposed to like zigzag run. And there's some where you're just supposed to play dead. But at some point, you might have to fight. Just stay away from bears. That's the best thing to do.
So, like, did the bear actually eat her?
No. This bear is very gentle. It's very sweet. He only eats fish, I think, in the book. They go fishing together at one point. She does give him a little treat at some point when they're stuck in the hole. Does anyone have anything else that they're excited to share for this week?
And like, guess what? In like July 20, Eve is coming up, and Yay. It's going
to be. Yeah, Eve is right around the corner. That's exciting.
And do you want to see my baby brother's Eve clothes?
Oh, don't show her.
His what?
Yeah.
That's for your little brother.
Yeah.
It's like his Eve present.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, there's more. He has pants and another shirt. But, like, the saying is, like, don't show your Eve clothes because then your Eve is, you know, because, like, it's supposed to be a surprise and you're supposed to... Mm-hmm.
Well, we won't show your little brother.
But it's okay.
My
baby has another one.
It's in the closet.
Yes.
Maybe I'm going to show that one.
Hey, is there anything Mashuda or Fahim wants to share that they're excited for in the coming weeks.
I'm also excited for Eid. I know me and Fatia and Azim and Fahim, we're all going to bake Oreo cake. And yeah, it's Fatia and Azim's favorite. They love mixing it.
Sounds tasty.
Like, do you know, like, last time we made Oreo cake, I took a big bite. I had flour in, which is bad in. And then my stomach started hurting a little.
Oh, no. Well, hopefully your stomach won't hurt this time. That'd be good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited for, like, upcoming movies. But
What movies are you excited for?
Mostly, like, MCU movies and, MCU movies. So, and Marvel movies. So, like, Shang-Chi, Venom 2, Eternals.
What?
Eternals.
Turtles?
No,
Eternal.
Eternal.
Oh, Eternals. I was like Ninja Turtles or what? I was very confused. It's like, I don't think that's Marvel. I don't know what the Ninja Turtles are.
Nickelodeon?
I don't know.
Me and Fadia, we were waiting for like The Quiet Place 2 to come out. Yeah. Like, I mean, it like not in the like the theater, like to actually come out like in Netflix. And yeah, mm-hmm. We can finally watch it together.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that one too.
Yeah.
And guess what? Do you know, like, Venom 2 and Quiet Place, they're both my second favorite movies.
Oh, yeah? What's your first favorite?
Frozen.
That's a very different genre.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, Infinity episodes. All of the episodes. I love Frozen. Maybe when Mashuda and Fahim come home, maybe we can watch it all together.
Sounds pretty fun.
And we watched it infinity times already.
We did.
Surely. I was like, just sitting there and watching it. Like, you know, I was just watching it. It's so fun. I just like, I want to watch it right now. Maybe I'm gonna watch it after the radio show is done. I love Frozen.
Cool. I'm glad you're enjoying that. Well, I just wanted to let our listeners know too, in case you haven't heard yet, the library is open. We have been open for a while, but we no longer are requiring appointments to come in. You can just come on by anytime we're open. We are asking people to still continue wearing masks inside, because we have so many children using the space and we want to make sure it's a safe space for kids and families. But yeah, you can come check out some books, use the computers. We have some in-person programs. We have some virtual programs too. You can come say hi to Mashuda and Fahim and me and the other lovely staff that we have here at the library. See some of your neighbors. Yeah, we hope we'll see you this summer. We also still have some summer reading book bags. They're going fast. So if you or someone you know and love is a kid or a tween or a teen and wants to pick up a summer reading book bag, you can pick out two free books and you get a free bag and there's some nice stuff inside them. You are welcome to stop by to get that. And in addition, this summer, if you're looking for some fun things to do in the region, there are lots of great museums and historic sites that you can go visit. And with your library card for any Columbia County resident, you can borrow museum passes to many of these sites to visit either for free or for a discount in some cases. Because all of the passes are for free, but some of them are just for one person and some are for two or four. So it's a discount if you're two people going and you just have one pass. But otherwise, they're all free. And you can find that information about which museum passes we have on our website at hudsonarealibrary.org. And you'll see in the menu a little thing for museum passes, and you can click on that. And most of the passes you can print from home, so you don't even have to come to the library to get them. You do have to have your library card, but if anyone needs help printing, we're happy to do that. And you can check out some cool places like the Trevor Zoo, and Alana, and the Firefighters Home, and Mass Mocha, and so many others. Those are just a few of my faves. But on that note, we're just about out of time for today. So we thank everyone for listening, And we hope you have a good week filled with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,